This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Republicans across the country are focusing on crime ahead of this month's midterm elections. And the Republican running for Wisconsin Attorney General, Eric Toney, is no different. Sarah Lear has more on Toney's bid to become the state's so-called top cop.
At many of his campaign events, Fond du Lac County District Attorney Eric Toney surrounds himself with uniforms. An October news conference outside Wisconsin's Department of Justice was no different. Flanked by the Republican sheriffs for Dodge and Washington counties, Toney accused Democratic Attorney General Josh Call of mismanaging the DOJ.
We need people that are going to be serious about public safety, not just giving it lip service, and that's why I'm law enforcement's choice for Attorney General.
Although the face-off between Call and Toney is getting less attention than this year's races for governor in the U.S. Senate, the Attorney General's office is hugely consequential. Issues like abortion rights, election integrity, and voter access are at the forefront. It's a job often referred to as the state's top cop. Although that label isn't wholly accurate, says John Blakeman, a political science professor at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point.
In terms of actually fighting crime, no, there's very little role or minimal role for the attorney general to play. But working in the larger realm of crime policy, the attorney general can have a lot of impact.
Blakeman says it's rare for attorneys general to take on criminal prosecutions, with the exception of high-profile cases. Much of the job is on the civil side, like enforcing consumer and environmental protection laws. But in a year when many Republican voters rank crime as a top concern, Toney is leaning into the top cop label. He's called on the legislature to expand the attorney general's authority by giving the office the power to prosecute more crimes in Milwaukee County, cases that would otherwise be handled by local prosecutors.
When we look at Milwaukee, we know that crime in Milwaukee spreads across Wisconsin, and that's why we direct those resources to protecting Milwaukee, and it protects all of Wisconsin.
Recently, Toney has used his position as district attorney to prosecute 8 people for voter fraud. That includes people who were charged for registering to vote with a UPS address instead of the required residential address. Some election law experts have criticized the prosecutions as overly aggressive, but Toney says he's upholding the integrity of the system. At the same time, Toney acknowledges the legitimacy of Joe Biden's win in 2020.
I've been the most vocal statewide Republican candidate saying we cannot decertify and should not attempt to decertify the election here in Wisconsin, and that there was no widespread voter fraud that would have overturned the results of the election.
Call, a former federal prosecutor, has focused on other issues, attacking Toney for saying he would enforce a 19th century Wisconsin law that bans abortions unless they're done to save a pregnant woman's life. And during a debate last month, Call contended that enforcing those restrictions would divert the DOJ's focus from fighting crime.
We always have to make decisions about where we're putting our resources. I believe they should go to investigating and prosecuting homicides, sexual assaults, drug trafficking cases, the most serious crimes in the state. My opponent has been clear that he believes those resources should go towards going after people for abortions.
Call has said he won't enforce the abortion ban, and his DOJ is suing to try and block it. Toney accuses Call of playing politics.
The lawmaking belongs with the legislature, not an activist judge or an activist attorney general. Our job is to enforce the rule of law.
This summer, Toney squeezed out a win in the Republican primary by less than 3,000 votes. Since then, he's continued to tout crime-fighting credentials from his time as prosecutor. And next week, voters will decide whether that's enough to make him Wisconsin's next attorney general. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.